With the launch of the new album Cemetery Junction, lead singer Dave Hill from the band Demon joined me on the phone to discuss the album, the history of the band, and all sorts of things to do with music, really. We started off by discussing the new album and whether everything was all ready for the launch.
Yeah, it's out this week, yeah. It's getting some really good reviews and everything else. So, yeah, we're all ready to go, as it were, yeah.
Absolutely. And do you find it different producing music now than you did sort of a couple of years ago when you started?
I mean, like 30-odd years ago.
Well, yeah, that's the one.
It's changed, hasn't it? Everything changes. I mean, the whole world's changed, I think, since we started making albums 30-something years ago. So, no, I mean, the format's the same. We tend to, we still approach things exactly the same. You know, you've got to get a song in the first place, I think. You know, from the first days of Demon, with sort of Night of the Demon and stuff like that, you've got to have a decent song because, at the end of the day, you know, no matter what the production is, it's, you've got to start with something decent. No, you can't polish it all to candy
and even sprinkling it in glitter after you've rolled it in glue still doesn't make it a brilliant thing.
Oh, this is it. Yeah. I'm the old school, I think. I'm a sucker for a song, I always tell people. So whether it's rock or whatever the music be, if you've got a decent song, you can improve it, you can produce it one thing and another. But going back, I mean, productions have changed over the years, times have changed. I mean, when we started making albums, I think, well, we didn't, albums weren't on CDs in the early days. So, it just came out as a vinyl. And I remember, I think it was about the third album, The Plague or something like that, eventually, that came out on CD. So, yeah, I mean, we've seen all the history in the years we've been making albums.
And do you think it's better now then, or just different?
It's different. I think that's the thing. I mean, people argue about sound-wise. I mean, analog is still sort of warm digital, is this and that and the other. But I do like technology. And as far as that with the band Demon, we've always used, as much technology as possible. But it's changed, but in some ways it's similar, isn't it? It's still about... about good song, it's about the music and about what people enjoy.
When you first started out, not even before Deep, who were the bands or the musicians that made Dave Hill say, "Oh, I really want to do that. I want to be a musician."
Yeah, I think. Well, I grew up in the sort of period of Pink Floyd and Deep Purple, Hendrix and people like that. So it was just great music, and I thought, yeah, I like this. I want a piece of that action. I mean, I grew up and I worked in record shops in my teens when there was such things as record shops and, when you could use your sort of brain as opposed to a computer. It always fascinated me from a kid. I just sort of loved music. And so obviously I got playing in bands and then, got into the rock thing. But obviously the influences, I think, like most people say, like the early Floyd stuff, Purple, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, of course, and then started playing myself really seriously. It's just been something I've always enjoyed, that I always love, and still enjoy making albums, as it were. So it's still a great thrill to go in the studio and then you get a release day. And we've done 13 albums as the band. It's still great to see a review, whether it's good or bad, and just to test the music out when you go on stage. Offering new material, but. I mean, obviously, times have changed. The world is instant. Years ago, when I was a kid, the first time you heard a record is when you actually went to the record shop on a Friday or a Saturday, whenever, and you maybe saw it, the 12-inch was there in the window, the 12-inch album or the single, and you went in and you bought it. That's the first time you played it. Today, it's sort of, I think that's why the world is incredibly different. But, I think the magic of still, for me, music is still, hearing that great song or that first album that sort of blew you